This book is titled The Professional Coaching Success Trilogy, authored by Martin K. Eddington, narrated by Martin K. Eddington. The title of this book is Why You Should Become a Professional Coach, authored by Martin K. Eddington, narrated by Martin K. Eddington. The first page of this book is as follows. Professional coaching has been a real growth profession since the 1990s. In this book, you'll learn what professional coaching is all about and how to make a decision if it is for you. We will answer questions you might have like, is coaching a real profession? What types of coaches are there? Can I make a good living at coaching? What do I need to do to succeed? What issues should I be careful about? What is virtual coaching? How is coaching age dependent? I hope you enjoy the book and it helps you to make decisions about your career. Now the copyright page, which says, Why You Should Become a Coach, authored by Martin K. Eddington. Copyright by Martin K. Eddington, 2017, USA, all rights reserved. If you'd like to know any more about my books, please go to my website, mkeddingtonbooks.com. That's mkeddingtonbooks.com. Chapter 1, Introduction. Hello and welcome to this book on professional coaching. My name is Marty Eddington and I developed longevity coaching as a type of professional coaching back in 2013. I now sell it in North America and internationally and am gaining a big following. People often ask me these questions. Is coaching a real profession? Is your coaching program certified? Can I really make money as a professional coach? Having researched the market extensively before I got into it, I have a lot of information about the professional coaching market. After doing a search on Amazon.com recently, I also realized there weren't any books addressing the whys in history of professional coaching. Everyone seems to assume we all know what professional coaching is all about. I've met many coaches who make over $500,000 a year. The sky seems to be the limit if you know what you're doing. And professional coaching is a fast-growing profession. So I'm going to share what I've learned about this fascinating market, and I'll blow my own horn, too. Here's a picture labeled A Brief History of Coaching, and it shows two cavemen, one who's rubbing two sticks together to teach the other one how to make fire. Chapter 2, The Histories and Types of Coaching. If you really want to go back in time, you can probably go all the way back to the 19th century. Here's a quote on the development of professional coaching. The first use of the term coach in connection with an instructor or trainer arose around 1830 in Oxford University slang for a tutor who carried a student through an exam. The word coaching thus identified a process used to transport people from where they are to where they want to be. The first use of the term in relation to sports came in 1861. Historically, the development of coaching has been influenced by many fields of activity, including adult education, the human potential movement, large group awareness training, LGAT, groups such as EST, leadership studies, personal development, and psychology. The 20th century saw a lot of professions develop which were at their most basic a type of coaching. These professions included psychologists, psychiatrists, personal therapists, and sports coaching. Then in the 1990s, the types of professional coaches grew and fragmented as people identified more and more diverse needs. Here's some of the new major categories of professional coaching. ADHD coaching. The concept of ADHD coaching was first introduced in 1994 by psychiatrists Edward M. Hollowell and John J. Ratty. In their book, Driven to Distraction, ADHD coaching is a specialized type of life coaching that uses specific techniques designed to assist individuals with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The goal of ADHD coaching is to mitigate the effects of executive function deficit, which is a typical impairment for people with ADHD. Business coaching. Business coaching is a type of human resource development for business leaders. It provides positive support, feedback, and advice on individual or group basis to improve personal effectiveness in the business setting. Business coaching is also called executive coaching, corporate coaching, or leadership coaching. Coaches help their clients advance towards specific professional goals.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?